This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Australia's best tit bit without the tits. Catching up on Joy 94.9. And now on Joy 94.9, it's time for Catching Up with your hosts, Dolly Adamson, Brett Scriber, and Jamie Lewis.
Good evening, Melbourne, and welcome to your weekly dose of stupidity. It is the Catching Up crew here with Jamie and Brett.
Oh my God, how long has it been just with the two of us?
We like to take turns here.
I know, goodness. It's another night here at Catching Up, and we are going to catch up on more TV.
More TV. Well, we started with TV, didn't we?
I know, we just can't get enough of it.
Well, we're bored and it's cold and it's nice to stay in bed and watch a bit of TV, isn't it, sweetheart?
It is. Now, obviously, we've got some classic TV, we've got some current TV, we've got a couple of guest stars, haven't we?
From the TV.
And now, normally we ask our lovely listeners a question.
A question.
But tonight, we're going to go back, because this is our second last show, Jamie.
It is.
I need two more shows to go, and then
Well, for now, Brett. We're taking a little hibernation of sorts, aren't we,
over the
winter. Yes, over the winter months. We're going to have a little rest and maybe a little revival later in the year or next year or something.
Something like that.
We might reformat things and come back as a drag trio, you know, trio with...
Who knows? But we tonight... Now, we used to play a mystery sound, but we've got to match with our telly theme.
Yes.
We've got a mystery TV theme.
We do.
Oh.
Now, don't give anything away.
No.
And it's bloody easy, so we don't need to give anything away, truly,
goodness.
Do we? We would like you to SMS us on 0427JOY949. Give us a call on 1300JOY949. Or send us an email on air@joy.org.au if you know what this TV
is. We do want to hear from all our listeners tonight. But you're practicing for Smooth FM, aren't you, Jack?
I am. How did you know? That's all I listen to.
I know. But we've got a bit of a... Obviously, as per usual, we have got some...
It's just ending. Let it go.
Nice little ending here. And
beautiful.
Nana at the piano. Once more.
Don't give anything away.
No, now, obviously, we've still got lots and lots of disco tonight. And our first song tonight, this is dedicated to Scotty. Now, he joined up during
What's Scotty? What's going on with Scotty?
He joined up through our Radiothon show. And he actually asked for this song as a dedication.
Right.
And I did say that I would play it. Then I had to bloody find it. And it was a nightmare.
Who's it by, Brett?
It's by ELO.
Really?
Yeah.
We love them here, don't we, at Catching Up?
Don't bring me down.
What does it stand for, ELO, again?
Electric Light Orchestra.
That's right. Dolly would have known that. Where is bloody Dolly?
She's still at that Dig a Hole
still
Festival.
Having that sex
goodness.
Change.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
That was the fabulous ELO with Don't Bring Me Down.
Brucey was hot, wasn't he? He had a handlebar moustache and tight buns. Yeah. Bruce's are always nice.
Oh, bless. You're catching up with Brett and Jamie, though. It's not on our second last show, Jamie.
Oh, look, it won't be the second last show, Brett. Second last show for now.
For now.
For now.
For now.
Just going to find a higher spiritual purpose over the winter, aren't we, really?
That's true. Now, we haven't seen each other in ages.
What, a couple of weeks?
What have you been doing?
Oh, what haven't I been doing? Who haven't I been doing, Brett? That's the question. Well, no one, actually. Bloody winter. No one wants to go out and root in winter, do they?
It's cold, darling.
Park sex is definitely off.
Oh, you're just charming tonight, aren't you?
Classy.
You're very classy.
All class. We've got lots coming up on the show tonight.
Yes.
We've got some TV that we've both been watching.
And some old
shows that people may have forgotten or not heard about.
Well, there's a golden Aussie classic.
Yes.
And you've got...
There's a UK classic.
A classic UK TV.
Classic.
I love it.
It ran for years and years and years.
And we've got a beautiful thing coming up With Kristen Chenoweth, because I got to see Kristen Chenoweth.
You did. I'm very excited to hear about that.
Last week. But I'll come to that in a moment, because it was my birthday last week.
Oh, happy birthday, Brett.
Thanks
I did
much.
Send you a little text or something on the
you
Facebook,
did?
Didn't I?
Yes, you did. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Bottle of gin going your way as soon as I can think of it. Yeah.
Awesome.
No stress.
Andy and I went down to Red Hill for the weekend.
Is that like Rooty Hill? Is that next to Rooty Hill?
Rooty Hill's in Sydney.
I had a weekend down at Red Hill. What does that entail? Okay.
So Red Hill is inland from, it's on the peninsula, on the Mornington Peninsula.
Oh, lovely.
And it's inland from Sorrento and Flinders.
Yes.
So it's all vineyards and hills.
Oh, vineyards by the beach.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
That sounds nice.
It's sort of like... The only probably other part of Australia that would have something similar would be probably down at Mugga River in Western Australia.
That's quite close to the beach too, isn't it?
It is.
It was forest
it's
on
beautiful.
The beach. Beautiful.
It is.
It's lovely to get drunk on the beach, isn't it, in summer?
It is, no. Well, to have a few...
Listen to us in Melbourne in winter dreaming about drinking in the summer.
Well, I'm off to Bali in August.
Are you?
I'm so hanging out for it. Because for those of you not from Melbourne, it has been one...
Because we have international listeners here.
It has been one icy winter, hasn't it?
No, it hasn't.
It's been freezing.
No, it hasn't. It hasn't fallen below 5 yet.
Oh, it's feeling like it.
Do you know
has.
What? In London, still, to this very moment,
yes.
It's summer.
Yes.
And it was -1 at night the
Are
other
you
night.
For real?
Yeah, yeah. And it's their summer.
Oh, Jamie, that's terrible.
I know.
Hey.
Yes.
We've just got an SMS in.
Have we?
About a guest. Now, it's the lovely Glenn from Geelong. Now, he's guest our mystery.
Hi, Glenn.
TV theme as the Sullivans. Glenn, thank you so much, but it's not the...
It's not the Sullivans.
It's not the theme.
But you were very close, though, Glenn, and in the right sort of genre, probably even on the right station, maybe.
Was it a period drama this one? I think it was contemporary, wasn't it?
Yes. It wasn't a period drama.
Yes.
Look, one clue, I guess, would be there may have been a native animal that featured on the show.
Yes.
That's a pretty big clue. We won't give anything else.
And I'm guessing an Aussie pub as well.
Yes.
It's got to be an Aussie pub.
There would have been lots of themes going on because it ran for quite a long time.
It did. It was...
And that's enough clues
that's
now.
That's enough.
So give us a call on 1300-JOY-949 or send us an SMS on 0427-JOY-949 or you can, of course, send us an email on air at joy.org.au or just press contact on the Joy app.
And if you don't have the Joy app, it's absolutely free.
It's free.
And why don't you have it?
Yeah. We love free stuff.
Absolutely.
Now, you're probably wondering what I've been up to, Brett.
Of course. Of course I am.
My olive tree is flowering to the max.
Is that? That's
well,
not...
fruiting, isn't it?
When you say olive tree...
Yes.
You mean
it's not
olive...
It's not a euphemism? Olive tree, no.
Okay.
It's an actual tree in my garden with olives on it. I don't know what else that could possibly
well,
mean in anyone's mind.
You're trimming that bush.
Could be. A bit of a bush trim joke, but it wasn't. Look, the other day, because I was, shaking it, raking it, trying to get the fruit off, and then I thought, no, bugger it, just cut bloody, a branch off.
Yes.
So I did that. I ended up with 3 bucketfuls of olives. So I'm fast trying to learn how to process my olives.
Now, with your olives, my understanding is you have to soak them in brine or salted water for a long time.
There's a lot of different techniques on the internet, and what I've done, because I've got so many olives, is I'm actually trying all the techniques out. So I've got a bit of a project olive going on in the
Project
kitchen.
Project Olive.
So there's
That similar to Project Runway?
It is.
If they don't make their cut, they're out.
If they're bruised or cut, they go straight in the bin. But they're not... Look, my olives aren't that big, but hopefully they'll be tasty.
Yes.
Sorry, it's a visual gag again. Brett's done a funny face.
That's
I'm not
right.
sure what he's thinking.
No, that's all right.
So, you can soak them in water and then change the water every day for 10 minutes. That got a bit dull. So
yes.
I went for the technique where you just chuck them in a bucket of salt and change it once a week for 4 weeks.
When you say a bucket of salt, with anything else or just the salt?
Salty water. Brine.
Salty water.
Like
brine.
You said, brine. You know, you're a kitchen connoisseur of sorts, aren't you?
Brine's just a fancy way of saying salty water, really.
Yeah, so we'll see. But everyone will be getting olives for Christmas, which is nice, because they last and last.
That's fantastic.
And they're free.
Homegrown.
Love them.
Nothing beats it.
No. The only other thing I think I've been up... Well, I've been doing a bit of working, travelling, of course. I was up in Dubai...
Yes.
It's always fun.
It's
about 57 degrees in the shade at the moment up there.
Oh, God, I'd love that right now.
No, it's too much.
This studio is bloody hot tonight, isn't it?
And I figured out, because every time you watch the weather report in Dubai, it says it's 39. And it's like, you know it's not 39. You know it's actually 49.
Do they actually do that not to scare away, like, the Brit tourists?
Yeah, it's a tourist thing. And also, I think there's some law that if it goes over a certain, temperature that workers on construction sites would have to stop.
Right.
So just lie about the weather's easier, isn't it, than nothing, actually having to let them stop.
I was going to say, if that's the case, then nothing would ever be built in Dubai.
No. Anyway, and the only other thing for me is that I read a fabulous article about the favourite darling, Kylie Minogue. It was on the cover of the New York Times style section.
Yes.
Because she's very stylish.
She's quite a stylish lady.
I love that girl. Ever since I looked after her.
She's a lovely
girl.
I'm
totally in love.
I know. Shall we do the mystery theme again? Or do we have to pay some bills?
We did it before. Do we have to pay? Oh, we do.
We have to pay some bills, my darling.
I wasn't ready for that. Keep talking, Brettster.
You're with Jamie and Brett tonight on Catching Up on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is Jamie and Brett on Catching Up. We've been on the radio here at Joy for about a year now, haven't we, Brett?
Yes.
Now, we just played a fabulous song from one of our favourites who has featured on the show a couple of times and was actually in at the studio here a week ago, and headlined in the Adelaide Festival recently as well.
Absolutely.
The lovely
Kristen Chenoweth.
Oh, she's beautiful and she's talented.
Oh, my God. She's what this girl cannot do. She just does everything.
That was her song from Glee when she was on an episode of Glee as well.
Absolutely. So she played a character called April. And April was a good time girl.
Yes.
At school.
Yes.
With the teacher, who I've forgotten his name because I don't watch Glee
anymore.
The good-looking teacher that takes
the special
and
students.
And basically, she's a fallen angel. She was popular at school and then she never really got anywhere.
Oh.
So she comes back occasionally and sings these wonderful songs. Now, I got to see her last week on the 12th.
You did, didn't you?
Yes, after the Adelaide Cabaret Festival. She also did a show in Melbourne and she did a show in Sydney as well. And she was amazing. This girl ranges from, as you heard there, just singing a contemporary song. She can do opera. She can do country. She can do gospel.
And she's a little bit country. She's a little bit rock and roll.
She's
isn't
a little
she?
Bit. Absolutely. Absolutely. And what I've done tonight is, because we're crazy about Kristen.
Yes.
Absolutely crazy. She's also appeared in The West Wing.
Which I didn't know.
You did not know that?
I did not know she was from West Wing.
She was from West Wing.
I did not know that.
But she did. That's more Christian, good Christian bitches.
Yes,
but
which I did love.
She plays this wonderful little character in The West Wing, and she's sort of involved with the publicity of The West Wing.
Should we have a little listen?
Yes.
To get women.
Excuse me?
Briefing the press is a seduction. You got a hot ex, how'd you get her?
Get out of my office.
Know what she says?
Oh my God, you called in.
Smart and funny. That's how guys who, no offense, don't look like Jude Law or Denzel Washington get babes.
Are you trying to get fired?
I'm trying to help you. That Mencken line this morning was funny. No one laughed because you flung it at him.
Briefing the press isn't a seduction. It's war.
What CJ did for 7 years wasn't combat. It was charm and disarm.
Just draft the release.
Smart and funny. Seduce them. Worked on your wife.
We're divorced.
Living with you's a whole nother ballgame. I get that already.
Oh.
And you know what? She was like,
so cute.
She was such a little firecracker in that show. There's this wonderful scene with her and CJ. And CJ, Alison Janney, such a brilliant character. And they're walking along one of their corridors in the West Wing. And CJ is 6 foot something and Kristen
is
4 foot nothing.
She's tiny, isn't she?
And CJ just looks at her and just says, we're not even from the same planet.
Oh, bless.
Now, obviously, because this is about catching up on telly,
yes,
she's also appeared in one of your favourite shows.
Well, I still lament the day that they cancelled this show. Only ran for one season. And, you know, some of my favourite shows only do run for one season. And I think maybe that's why I like them. Maybe that's why I like them, because I can't have any more.
Maybe,
you know? You always want what you don't have and all that crap.
Absolutely. Now, this is from a little clip from GCB. Good Christian Bells, or also known as
Good Christian Bitches, because it was obviously touching on some of that Heartland American Bible Belt sensitivities. And maybe that's why it's not around anymore.
Maybe.
Gee whiz.
Maybe.
You get your asses out of your Bibles and play a bit more Christian, I think.
Okay.
Kristen.
Well, let's set this up.
Be afraid.
Oh, you're going to set it up. Go on, Brett.
No, set it up.
No, I want you to set it up now.
I was just going to say, the character that Kristen plays is a particularly awful...
What's her name?
Awful.
Can you remember her name?
Oh, it's actually said
in
the clip.
She says it in there, of course. It'll come back to us.
And she loves a little bit of gospel.
Good.
Be very afraid.
Jesus, take the wheel. Take it from my hands. Because I can't do this on my own. Jesus, take the wheel.
Carlene Cockburn just came back to me.
You know, it actually was awful. sweet of her to dedicate this song to you.
Jesus, take the wheel. Mother, my husband died in a car crash.
My husband died in a car crash, so I'm singing Jesus Takes the Wheel.
It's so great. I love that show. It's a great one for when you just, you know, want a bit of a giggle.
But again,
love it.
You listen to her voice then, and she sung a beautiful gospel song.
Huge range, Brett. Huge range.
And this is another, this is the next clip that I want to play. Now, I was lucky enough when Andy and I, my partner Andrew and I, were in New York a few years ago, we got to see her on Broadway.
Oh, my goodness. Now, you've kept that quiet.
Oh, yes. We got to see her in a show called Promises, Promises with Sean Hayes.
Promises, Promises. I'm Not a Lesbian, or? No, that was another song.
No, I think that's another song.
Oh, dearie me.
Sean Hayes, who played Jack from Will and Grace. He
was
also
he's a very talented singer as well.
Yeah, he's
Broadway
not bad.
Style.
Very funny.
Yes.
Very funny. And here is Promises, Promises is based on the movie The Apartment.
Yes.
All the songs are by Burt Bacharach.
I love Burt.
And this is a.
Burt? Is it not Burt? Isn't it Burt Bacharach?
Burt Bacharach.
Yes.
Isn't that, did I say Burke?
Or is it Burt? It's Burt.
That's Burt. Yes. Like Burt and Ernie.
Yes.
Burt Bacharach.
Yes.
Here we go. And here's the clip from Promises, Promises.
Joy 94.9.
You're catching up with Brett on Jamie on Joy 94.9. Hey, Jamie.
Yes?
Now, we were going to drag out Guess the TV theme, but
Jesus,
overwhelming responses.
It has been huge.
I want to say a big thank you to my sister, Beck.
Yes, oh, look, beautiful, Beck.
I want to say a big thank you to Glenn, who also got it correct. Your fabulous friend, Debbie Brown.
Oh, beautiful Debbie. Now, she used to be one of the top models here in Melbourne.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I say used to be lightly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, now she just does hand modelling. No, she's lovely, Deb. I just worked with Deb. She was trying to get me to get drunk by the pool in Dubai and I refused.
I want to say a big thank you as well to Erin, who also got it correct. And
so what was it, Brettie?
It was a country practice.
Oh, you can just see Molly dying on the couch outside now.
I know.
And Esme Watson.
Do you know, you don't want to make it too hard because of the... you don't want to make it too hard.
The theme tune. Oh,
but then you make it easy again. Yes. So...
What do you mean, make it too hard?
Well, you don't want to make it too hard for people not to guess.
See, now they're going to get it. Now they're going to go, oh, bloody bugger, I knew it all along.
I love the comments that people have said. I thought the red-headed lady doctor with the green eyeshadow was the most, one of the most beautiful women I've seen.
She was cute.
My sister said, can you stop playing this? It's bringing back flashbacks of Molly dying all over again. And that bloody wombat fatso.
Fatso, I used to love fatso. I used to watch Country Practice with my mum, actually. It was a beautiful Tuesday and Thursdays, wasn't it?
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I love the Doo-Wah, a.k.a. Deb. Is that her nickname, Doo-Wah?
No.
Or maybe she's referring to the country practice thing.
Doo-Wah. I don't know. No one really understands Deb,
big,
to be honest.
A big thank you to all those wonderful people who guessed the Mystery Telly song tonight.
Yes, and thank you to Brett for finding that one out
from
the archives, from his VHS tapes of the show.
Oh, yes. Hey, now, we've got a beautiful disco classic coming up now. This is another theme. This is... This was actually written by Barry White in the 70s. It's one of my beautiful classics. It's one of those songs that you'd never know the actual name of. You always hear it in the background, and it's called Love's Theme. And I can't stretch this segment out any further, Jamie.
You know why? Because I can't find it. I can't find the bloody song.
Oh,
hang on.
Look,
hang on. It's
my
not,
goodness.
Seb, not that one. Oh, no, no. Kirsten, Sunshine, Kirsten.
By the way,
Love Unlimited Orchestra. Is it that one?
That's the one.
Yeah, well,
darling.
It's not called the same thing.
It's
on
called
your run
Love's
sheet.
Theme.
Jesus, Brett.
By the wonderful Barry White. Oh, there it is.
Oh,
here we
now
go.
Now I know it.
Now you know it.
Oh, it's like the Love Boat, but better.
I know. You're listening to Catching Up on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
The sounds of the 70s. Isn't that a great track? You've got Love Boat, you've got Fantasy Island.
I heard Fantasy Island. I heard Tattoo shelling out, the plane.
That was the wonderful Love theme, and you're on Joy 94.9. Now, it's the Catching Up crew tonight. Mm-hmm. Now, classic TV, and I wanted to play that track
classic
before the classic TV because I'm doing...
Yes?
Number 96...
You are.
This is probably a little bit before our time, but I do remember the number 96. Now, number 96 was a popular Aussie soap. It was set in a Sydney apartment block. Oh, here we go. Da. By Channel 10, they wanted a Coronation Street type serial.
Well, they didn't get that.
But one a little bit more racy.
And this ran nudity and kissing and murder.
It was running from 1972, Jamie, to 1977.
Oh, it had a good run.
Launched amid much controversy, Channel 10 was actually almost bankrupt.
Really?
And they created this.
This saved them.
Absolutely. And
saved by number 96. That doesn't sound right, does it?
No, it doesn't, does it? But the main thing was how they advertised this was they were saying Australian television loses its virginity in 7 days. And it's known in the business as when Australia lost its virginity or when TV lost its virginity here. Lots of taboo subjects were discussed. And I've got a little bit of a teaser to play because they used to do these teasers every night before the show. And
so you get a little teaser.
You'd get a little tease.
A little teaser of it.
Of what's actually coming up.
How will these problems at number 96 be resolved? What is going to happen between Arnold and Kerry Braddon? And will Kerry lose his sight? How can the Chandlers endure the tragic and explosive predicament they will now have to live with? Does this mean that Trixie O'Toole is back living with Reg and Edie forever and evermore? Who is Andrew Whittaker? And what is his real reason for coming to number 96? Will Gary Whittaker ever be able to live with the frightening truth about his impotence? Where is little Herb Evans going with this young woman? And with $10,000 in his briefcase? And will we or Dorry ever see him again?
And that
was all from one episode.
That is one episode.
Jesus.
So number 96, we had...
It's been a year's worth.
The topics were, they were as controversial as racism, drug use, rape, marriage problems, adultery, and homosexuality. And this is something that
Brett.
I want to talk about. The main character, Don Finlayson, played by Joe Hashem, he was revealed as gay in a very early episode, and it was one of the first representations of gay people in a mainstream soap as a normal person. Don wasn't...
This was 70 what started it?
This was in 72.
72, wow.
Yeah. Now, obviously, you had lots of different people living in the apartment block. Mm. Some of the main characters were the gossip Dorry Evans, played by Pat McDonald, and she had a best friend, Flo Patterson. Abigail. Now, we've talked
Abigail's
before.
Famous, of course, wasn't she?
Her part was Bev Horton, and she was the sort of the sex kitten.
She was like our Page 3 model of the day, wasn't she, really?
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
A bit then, like my friend Deb, actually. She's,
yes. Debbie.
She's trying to get through to the studio, but we've got too many things going on, Deb.
Deb, you're gorgeous. I want to meet you, darling. You're doing a fabulous job. And now, there was obviously a rivalry between Maggie Cameron, who was a magazine editor, and Vera Collins, who was always...
Great names.
Yeah, great names. We also had a wine bar proprietor, Norma.
Norma.
And her husband, Les, and we also had...
Norma and Les. What did they own, a bottle shop?
No, they had the wine bar downstairs.
Ah, Norma and... I love it.
Now, the wonderful thing about number 96...
But it was black and white for a while, wasn't it?
It was black and white initially until 75.
Oh, which is the year I was born, when the world got colourful.
Yeah, well, there you go.
There you go.
It was like when the colour went on The Wizard of Oz.
It's true.
Now, there's some fabulous little cliffhangers, because number 96 was known for its cliffhangers. You had a serial killer called the Pantyhose Murderer.
Oh, the Pantyhose
the
Killer.
The Bomb. Oh. And that's when the bomb actually blew up part of the block.
Gosh.
But look...
So
there
was this made in Sydney?
This was made in Sydney.
Yeah.
There was also a panty snatcher dubbed the Knicker Snipper.
The Knicker Snipper. Gosh.
And it was very controversial. Now, there was a lot of nudity. It was a lot of sex. Mm. And it was sort of groundbreaking for the day. But like everything else, it sort of, you know, it sort of lost its zeal. And it had the same...
Yeah,
after the bomb, it sort of went downhill from that. I've watched some of the older episodes. And for those of you who can find it, because they never bloody replay it. They do occasionally play it on cable TV.
Yeah, well, I think the black and white stuff is a bit hard to sell, you know, in this day and age, isn't it?
It is. It's a little bit. But look, guys, check it out if you ever get the chance for number 96. Now, obviously, leading on from the sexy 70s.
We're going into another song, aren't we?
We've got another beautiful song. Now, this is a fantastic song by KC and the Sunshine Band.
Oh, straight into that there.
That's the way I like it. You're on...
Melbourne's most lovable station is now giving you more reasons to listen.
And Boogie.
94.9.
You're on Catching Up with Brett and Jamie.
Listen to us right around the nation.
Joy 94.9.
You're catching up with Brett and Jamie on our More Telly show on Joy 94.9.
More Telly.
More Telly. Now, we've just been doing number 96. And, Jamie, you've got a classic. So that was a classic Oz TV show. Mm. You've got a bit of a classic UK TV show.
I do. Now, you probably have heard of it. I'm sure everyone's heard of it. It had a good run. It was called Birds of a Feather.
Yes.
Now, a very good friend of mine, Paul, was watching it recently, and I got hooked on it again, and I've watched pretty much the 9 seasons in the last week or so.
Oh, my goodness.
But, you know, I have a lot of downtime, Brett. But
yes.
Listen, it was starring the very funny Pauline Quirk and Linda Robson and Leslie Joseph. Now, basically, it's two sisters whose husbands have gone down for armed robbery, and they're very slutty Jewish neighbour. So there's lots of gags in it.
Dorian. I did like Dorian.
Yes. She's of course, the funniest part of the show. I mean, both the girls are funny. Apparently, now I was watching a couple of little clips on YouTube. Now, they actually knew each other in primary school.
Wow.
So they've been friends for 30-something years when they started doing the show. So obviously they've got this amazing sort of, you know, energy and back and forth sort of, you know, chit chat that they have with each other. So we've got a little clip actually from the show and the theme tune as well. So we won't just play that. I'm going to just set it up a little bit for you. So the girls...
Computer says no tonight, doesn't it?
No, I was just going to set it up because it's a bit hard to...
So the look on Jamie's face is like, can you pad this out again?
I've got to find it. I'm not very good at it. I think I might
need
glasses.
That's all right, sweetheart. All right.
So the girls, you know, the husbands have gone down and the husband finally comes.
Sent down. Not gone,
gone
down.
Gone down. Sharon's husband and, you know, Sharon, who was Sharon Theodopoulos Plops. No, Theodopoulos. Anyway, it's a hard Greek name.
It's a hard Greek name.
So the boys have come out finally after about 7 years.
Shiver me timbers.
Only to be sent back again. For more crimes. So now, by this stage, Tracy's absolutely... She's over it. She's saved herself. She's waited. And they're in bed. After the theme tune, you'll hear it. They're in bed. And they're actually watching another favourite show of ours, Prisoner.
Oh, wow.
Known in the UK as Cell Block H.
Yes.
Which, of course, was huge in the UK as well.
Anything? Only the bleach blonde one accusing the ugly spotty one of being butch.
I suppose you won't be able to watch Prisoner Cell Block H when Daryl gets home.
No, don't suppose it'll be his favourite viewing.
Sandwich.
What's in them?
Tuna.
I didn't know we had any tuna.
There's a tin started in the fridge.
That's not tuna, that's luxury cat food.
Tracy,
you should have read the label.
It didn't occur to me, seeing we ain't got a cat.
I know, but Mrs. Gilbert over the road's asked me to feed her moggy while she's having her veins done.
That Randy Tabby keeps me awake every night.
That's the one.
Ought to be called Dorian.
Cat's Julia. Right.
Oh, see now, I think there's so many laughs still in this show, and I'm still really enjoying it. So I think it's definitely one you should check out if you need something. What with In Between Your True Bloods and your, which has also started again this week, Brett. Very exciting.
Yes,
but Game of Thrones has wound up, hasn't it?
Yeah. Well, I can't get into Game of Thrones.
You will.
I can't.
You will eventually.
I've hated it.
I couldn't get into your Hannibal that you were on about a few weeks ago.
That's all right.
I tried that too.
That's all right. Well, I think shows like Hannibal and Game of Thrones are. They're quite niche. Well, maybe, they're not general.
Maybe at some stage you'll turn onto it.
Unlike Wentworth.
Well, hang on, before we go to Wentworth, I just have one little bit, because he's making hand signals at me.
Yep.
Oh, time-wise. Yes.
I'm going to buy you a watch for your Christmas.
A little bit of Doreen.
Oh, look at those faces. All right. No wonder so many men prefer each other's company these days.
Didn't get that, did you, Brett? He's giving me a confused look.
Yeah. Wentworth. Now we talked about Wentworth, and I watched the first show of Wentworth.
Yes.
And can I be honest with you?
You weren't sure about it, were you?
I hated the first episode. And the reason why I hated the reason why I hated it, and I want to... Anyone who hasn't seen it, get past the first episode, because they make reference to all the old names, but none of the characters are the same.
No.
And it's a little bit off-putting. I find it too distracting. But then the second episode starts, and you're into it.
You've got a bit more depth.
Absolutely.
That. Yeah. Okay. Well, I was just excited, I think, at that early stage, so maybe I didn't feel that way. But, I mean, yeah, the initial shock of seeing, you know, Doreen Anderson as a young Indigenous, you know, person, I guess it's not the character that remember.
But B. Smith not being top dog.
I think she's going to get there, isn't she?
I think she's going to get
there. That's where it's going.
Frankie's hot.
Well, how
love
she
Frankie.
Hot. She's going to be a daikon for sure.
But what
about, you know, Meg Jackson being...
Well, you can't say,
can't
Jamie.
Can't say too much.
You have to let
But
the
she,
people
of course,
watch it.
Was the only character in the original show, or one of the only characters in the original show, to be in the entire show.
And I think maybe
that may not be the case.
Maybe that's why they nipped
it. Let's have a little listen to recent.
All right.
Did you ever ask Tony who got her back onto the drinks? I always thought Francesca had a cruel streak, but to do that to one of her own.
She knew what happened to Kaya. She promised me she'd never do that.
We both know that it wasn't Frankie.
Who's Adam?
Her boyfriend.
I don't know what Vera's told you, but she's never had one.
So, Brett, do you think that you're sold now? Will you be following Wentworth?
Oh no, I want to watch the whole series now. Well, like I said, for those, especially the diehard Prisoner fans, who are going to expect some sort of reference, and the only reference that is made are the names, and it's Wentworth.
It's 35 years ago, isn't it? I mean, I think it's a modern adaptation of something, and I think they've done a pretty good job so far. And I'm hooked. I can't wait.
They've done a great job. I mean, the Lizzie Birdsworth character
that threw me the most. Because she wasn't old, but she's still a drunk. She's still a lush.
And I actually quite like the character. And I think you're going to see a lot of Australian guest stars, because there's a lot of people doing cameos who are well-known actors. I don't want to spoil... Because I don't want to spoil it, because it is really good. It's so good because Australian drama is either, let's face it, Home and Away.
Yeah.
Right? Which, you know my thoughts.
Yeah. We've got the same thoughts on that one.
Or you have something great like Redfern now or Wentworth.
We make great stuff in Australia. I think it'll be great. I think it sometimes takes 35 years for something to become an icon. That's the thing.
That's true.
And I guess at the moment, time's not on their side in terms of that. But
no.
I think, like you said, Frankie Doyle's hot and that'll certainly give it a kick. I think certainly in our community.
Absolutely.
She is just absolutely gorgeous.
She's gorgeous. And they all, like, you believe the characters. Mm. And unlike the old Prisoner, and let's face it, there were times on the old Prisoner where the sets wobbled a bit.
Yes. The and Channel 10 the building in Nunawading did wobble from time to time, didn't it?
But acting is brilliant on this. And do you know who I think is a big spunk?
Who?
The
Fletch.
No, he's aged bad, Fletch.
Mm.
Mr. Jackson.
Which one's Mr. Jackson?
He's the Maori
guy. Oh, you mean the original?
No.
Oh, right, yes.
Wentworth.
Yeah.
He's a bit hot.
He is a bit hot. He's very well built.
He's extremely well built.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is Jamie and Brett on Catching Up, your weekly dose of stupidity, but not for much longer, folks. We're actually going to take a bit of a winter solstice, aren't we, Brett?
Yes, we're going to have a bit of a break. So next week is our grand finale,
Jamie.
For this season. We're going to...
We've got lots of surprises.
Yes.
We shouldn't give too much
away.
No, don't want to give too much away.
We always want to hear from our guests, from our listeners. So next week, guys, any messages, please send them through. It's going to be a very special show next week. Lots of disco, lots of funk. Getting that in.
Now we might do a little bit of TV as well, because we always do, and we might have a very special little thing happening next week where we might do a little bit of acting, Brett. And you know how good we are at that.
Oh, let's not put the mockers on that.
Let's just see how we go.
Hey, now look. Obviously, in the meantime, if you do want to catch up with Catching Up, you can always go to joy.org.au. All our podcasts are actually there. And you'll be able to download them directly to your device.
Yes. It's been a great year that we've enjoyed here. And it's been a bit sad, of course, losing our beautiful Dolly recently. But she's got another gig on. And I'm expecting that we'll be coming back at some stage and doing a little bit more bits and bobs together here at Joy. And we're very grateful for Joy for this opportunity. And it's been awesome to be, you know, having a voice in the community and having a laugh with everyone.
But don't give up. We've still got one more. We've still got one more bloody show, which is really good.
That's right.
And to play us out tonight, it is the fantastic Patrice Rushton with Haven't You Heard. It's another disco classic. This goes out
Listen
to the disco.
Oh,
it's coming on.
It's coming on strong, isn't it? This is for the Disco Appreciation Society.
Oh, good day.
Jamie, until next week.
Good night, Australia.
Good night, Australia.
I love that you say that, Brett. Thanks for your company, folks.
Joy 94.9.
Dottie, Lottie, Brett, Doll and Jamie being retro and silly. I'm catching up on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.